Ben Volin. We tried to hook up with him in the 2 o'clock hour. We missed, but now we've got him now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Remember, if you're looking for Canes or Dolphins merch this season, check out Caneswear in Davie on University Drive or check out caneswear.com. Ben Volin is the senior NFL reporter for the Boston Globe. I said earlier in the show, Ben, there's so much to talk about. You've got Aaron Rodgers. You saw him, you know, with the Patriots upsetting the Jets this weekend. But there's Tua and Mike McDaniel to talk about, and Jaden Daniels and Matt Eberflus, Russell Wilson after last night. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Where should we start, Ben? You've got a good pulse on the NFL. Where do we start?
I mean, how do we not start with your hometown Miami Dolphins and the fact that they blew another game last week? They let the Arizona Cardinals come back, and the Dolphins are staring at 2-5. And the Bills have already basically won the AFC East. We're not even at October yet. We're not even at Halloween. And the Bills have basically already won the division.
Well, let me ask you this. We read a column yesterday from Adam Beasley, and Adam Beasley essentially wrote in ProFootballNetwork.com, if the Dolphins lose Sunday in Buffalo, Stephen Ross needs to blow it up. That it didn't work. And if you lose Sunday to Buffalo and you've lost to him twice this season, it's over. And what Beasley was suggesting was you might be able to get something for older, better players. Raheem Mostert, Tyreek Hill, Teron Armstead even. And there is no alternative to keeping everybody around when you're going to need to stock up on draft picks.
I guess that's true. I think the fact that you just locked Tua in for 3 to 4 more years suggests that you're not really trying to blow it up. I think the Dolphins should keep it together. And if this year goes sideways, I don't know if firing Mike McDaniel and blowing the team up and starting all over is the answer, because like, why? I mean, it's not like, why would you blow the team up and risk a 5-12 season when you can probably, I mean, you need to start retooling and rebuilding, and you do need to start drafting, and the team is definitely getting older, but blowing it up for what point, you know, to what end? And I'm not sure that purposely hitting rock bottom is what the franchise needs. I just think, if you've locked Tua in, I don't think it's been that great under Mike McDaniel. I think Brian Flores did more with less talent than what Mike McDaniel is doing right now. But I don't know if you want to start all over with the new coaching staff and new, like, I don't think you need to blow it up. You've already locked Tua in, and you don't have building blocks necessarily for the future yet. So if you blow it up, you're looking at a total rebuild, and you're looking at a 4 or 5 win team next year. And I don't think the Dolphins need to go that far.
And Ben, well, what we just saw with Skylar Thompson and Tim Boyle, and then you're bringing in Huntley and all that, with seeing that now we've had 2 years, Tua stayed healthy last year. I don't know if that gave him a false sense of security, but seeing what happens if Tua does get hit and that he can miss a number of games and he deals with concussions different than other people do, is this a peculiar situation? Because you really have to have two starting quarterbacks. As we saw, Skylar Thompson is not the guy. Like, in the draft, do you have to approach the draft, like you're saying, free agency different, knowing that now if Tua gets hit wrong, bro, we know we're going to miss a month?
Well, I think that was the Dolphins' biggest failing this year, is not having a better backup quarterback. You don't need to have Tua 2.0 waiting on the bench. You just need someone competent to win a couple of games, to keep you floating above water, to go 2-2 while Tua is out, not 1-3, you know? So to me, like, the Dolphins, they should have gone and gotten like Jacoby Brissett this offseason. He would have been the perfect guy to back up Tua. And if you need him to spot start, he can win you some games. We saw what he did last week for the Patriots, came in cold off the bench, led them in the fourth quarter to victory over the Jets. Like, Jacoby Brissett, to me, is being wasted on the Patriots. He's a very capable backup veteran starter, or a veteran backup who should be on a playoff-contending team like the Dolphins. And if they had a more competent backup, they wouldn't be 2-5 right now. They'd be 3-4 or even 4-3 and still, you know, very much in the mix in the playoff race and in the AFC East. I don't think the Dolphins need to go out and, like, draft, you know, use high draft picks on a quarterback. They just need to invest Like the Colts went out and got Joe Flacco this year. There are reports that the Dolphins turned down Joe Flacco, that they weren't interested. And I guess like the Browns, they weren't interested in having a quarterback controversy with Tua. But, I mean, it is what it is. Tua's got this concussion history, and when he goes out, the team, you know, really suffered. So whether it's a Jacoby Brissett or a Joe Flacco or a Taylor Heineke or just, you know, Gardner Minshew, they got to get someone next year that you can count on to win a couple
Josh
games.
Dobbs. Give me my guy, you know, Josh Dobbs.
I love Josh Dobbs.
There you go. I mean, anyone better than Skylar Thompson. That was really the Dolphins' failing.
Ben, you say you don't think the Dolphins should blow it up, and I get that, but haven't we seen now? I mean, this would be year three, and next year would be year four of this core offensively, a team that was supposed to be driven by their offense, where it's just not working out. I mean, shouldn't they at the very least take some sort of calls this year on a Tyreek Hill or a Jalen Waddle and try to kind of rebuild this team and form a new identity, because it's not working out with this core right now?
I mean, to me, Waddle is the guy that you would want to keep. He's younger and, you know, has more staying power than Tyreek. And Tyreek probably could fetch you a little bit more. But why did they lose that game last week against the Cardinals? It wasn't the offense. They scored 27 points. It was the defense. They you know, let down in the fourth quarter, gave up 17 points to end the game to Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. It was the Dolphins' defense that fell apart. Not necessarily the offense. The Dolphins' offense, I think, with Tua back in there now, is going to be okay. They're going to score points. They're going to be more efficient. They're going to move the ball better. It's can the Dolphins stop anyone on defense? And again, this, you know, this 1-3 stretch without Tua is really going to come back to bite them at the end of the season when it's time for playoff seeding and that kind of thing. I don't think they need to blow it up. I just think they need to prepare the roster a little bit better. Go have a better plan going into a season and a little more, you know, like a better backup plan to their quarterback, and they got to fix the defense. I think that's what it's all about right now. They went from Vic Fangio last year to Anthony Weaver this year. It seems like they're just kind of rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. I don't think the offense is necessarily the problem. I think it's the backup quarterback situation and it's the defense that they really need to get fixed.
And Ben, to that point, because it's something that Hawk said early on, and I disagree with him until Tua went down. He was like, Tua's the main piece of this thing. Mike McDaniel just knows how to call plays when Tua's in. So would you blame, like, did the last month of football change your opinion of Mike McDaniel, or did it make you appreciate Tua's ability more?
I mean, it does make you appreciate Tua a little bit more, but it's not like they cycled through a bunch of really good quarterbacks and they all stunk. You know, Tua's, you're not comparing Tua to other starting quarterbacks. You're comparing him to some of the worst backups in the league. I hate to say it. So, it does give you a better appreciation for Tua. But really, again, this is just about poor planning by the Dolphins, poor roster decisions to go into this. 2 years ago when Skylar Thompson played, there were like 45 quarterbacks who threw 100 passes that season. He finished 45th in passer rating, dead last. I mean, it was known by the Dolphins and the rest of the league that Skylar Thompson wasn't going to be a capable number two quarterback, and instead they still went into the season with him as his backup. And I get it, they didn't want anyone who would kind of threaten Tua, and they didn't want to create any sort of quarterback controversy, but in today's landscape, you've got to have a good backup, especially when your quarterback is known for having these concussion issues that Tua did. So, to me, this is not like an indictment necessarily of Mike McDaniel or of the – like, they just got to find better backup quarterbacks so they can stay afloat when Tua gets hurt.